And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. Tulsa Health Department officials say they're keeping up with a request by the state to use COVID-19 vaccine allocations within 7 days, but supply constraints continue to restrict efforts. THD expects almost 7,700 doses of vaccine from the state will arrive today for use this week. Emergency Preparedness and Response Manager Alicia Etkin says there are 20 partner providers signed up with THD, but only 4 will get vaccines this week.
We have been able to spread some vaccine out to those individuals to the tune of 200 to 300 doses at a time. We have not been able to saturate the primary care physicians. We get calls every single day of them asking for vaccine, but we're just not receiving it in the amounts large enough to be able to send it out.
Out of Tulsa County's vaccine allocation this week, 5,480 doses will go toward appointments. The rest are being reserved for strike teams that will vaccinate teachers 65 and older and nursing home residents. The fight over outsourcing management of Oklahoma's expanding Medicaid program looms large over the upcoming legislative session. During a budget hearing Monday for the Oklahoma Health Care Authority, Senate Health and Human Services Committee Chair Greg McCourtney asked CEO Kevin Corbett about $217 million in estimated reserve cash the agency has from increased federal funding during the pandemic.
There's a general feeling, I think, amongst most members of this committee that you are sitting on that money to use it for the upfront payment for a managed care system that most everyone on this committee is opposed to. Is that correct?
No, it's not. We do know that there is the possibility of what we'll call a claims lag in terms of shifting over to an MCO when we still have claims from the prior year coming in the current year.
Dozens of lawmakers have expressed opposition to Governor Kevin Stitt's plan to hire a managed care organization to coordinate care for newly eligible Medicaid enrollees. The OHCA board will consider the agency's ability to enter into a managed care contract during a special meeting today. The state took a run at managed care in the 90s. It only served urban areas, and OHCA terminated the program in 2004 after companies demanded an 18% rate hike. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.